This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hoff, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. F it Friday, baby. How you feeling today, Bart Scott? Bartholomew Edward Scott III. No, you're not
a Akuda Makuda?
No, I'm not going to let you be that.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah, no. Before we even get to straight talk, I got to tell you, obviously, we've got a lot to get to today, of course, as we always do. We want you to be part of the conversation at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And you can get us on social media at Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram. But before we get into stuff, I need to bring back something that we had on the show the other day where we were talking about LeBron James, as we will talk about, as LeBron and the Lakers fell to the Nets last night in L.A., and what a show the Nets put on without Kevin Durant. Yes, no AD for the Lakers, but still. That's five in a row now for Brooklyn, and they're letting the league know. They're putting the league on notice right now. That's an offense that nobody can keep up with. But before we break that whole thing down, the other day we were talking about LeBron James saying how back in 2011 during the lockout he had some teams that were coming to him, Dallas, Seattle, that wanted him to try out for them. And he thought about playing a little tight end in the NFL. And you said, because you were playing in the NFL at the time, you said on our show the other day, he would have came in like Sherman Hemsley and he would have gone out like Kojak. I would have knocked all the follicles out of his scalp. Well, ESPN put that clip on YouTube. And it's already got 30,000 views. Now, this is the interesting part. It's got 314 likes and 250 dislikes.
Okay.
So it's very close. You upset. And oh, by the way, 500 comments. You upset the hive, Bart.
Hey, listen, anybody that knows.
Can I read you some of the responses real
quick? Let's go to mean tweets.
I got to tell you.
Let's go to mean tweets.
All right, Huey Freeman said, Bart, you weren't that kind of player. Chill.
Yeah.
But Zumad said, oh, he was. Then Be Real said, he wasn't. And then Vince W. said, he wasn't a Hall of Famer, but dude could play and was a big hitter, especially when he was with the Jets. So that was one little exchange, but it just keeps going. King Pootie.
King Pootie.
TV. Yeah,
what
King
up,
Pootie? Pootie.
What up, Pootie?
He said, imagine Bart trying to cover Bron split out wide.
Oh, wow. Let me guess. He's going to run past me.
And then, Zumad and B-Real jumped into these. And he goes, LeBron versus Bart on a crossing route equals LeBron dead and laid out. B-Real said LeBron would run Bart clean over. LeBron is too fast.
Could you strong? Could you go to the tweet right now? Right, I need you to respond to both of them because they can call the show if they want. So you can respond to their tweet and see if they get it.
Well, it's a comment on YouTube.
But
so
tell
a tweet.
Tell them to check their resume. I was a 4.5 140. Mm. And listen, all this talk about Saquon and Nick Chubb. And, let's get in the squat contest. You better check the resume, Holmes. 600 was not a problem for me to squat. 385 was nothing for me to hang clean. You better check the resume. Listen, let me tell anybody anything.
Here we go.
You don't get an opportunity to play for the Baltimore Ravens coming out of a D1 double slappy school if you ain't about that action. Now, it's been said, not from me, but from the people who worked me out, that my workout was the best workout that they had seen anybody put on.
That's fact.
In 5 years. And we've had Phil Savage on. He's talked about it. Mm-hmm. The guy who found me like the water boy. But when he showed up and showed the water boy, that 41-inch vertical, yeah, I bet you it's about the same as LeBron's. So let's not talk about explosion in the 11-2 broad jump, the 4.5, the 4.5 140. And oh, by the way, I got a resume of hit sticks. Just ask Willie. You don't have to go far. Just ask Willie Colon, who walks around at 6'5", about 360, what I did to him in them holes. Ask what I did to his teammates that was bigger than him in them holes. I think a skinny 250 at 6'8 ain't a lot of weight. You shrink that down to 6 feet. That's about 205. I knocked that out of my sleep.
Can I read some more? Just
a couple
keep more
going.
Real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
KJ Wakeup said, everyone in these comments hyping up football way too much. It's like what they do with boxers. Don't let your imagination get the best of you. I don't understand this, man. Have you seen guys who try to get into the boxing game?
Yeah, ask Nate
Robinson. It doesn't go well.
Ask Nate Robinson, who wasn't even fighting a real fighter, just a dude that
you
had
got
a
people saying LeBron could have a 1,000-yard season. One guy's, I mean, this is, these are fans. These are fans that really believe this. They think, like one guy said, you should watch his high school tapes. He was a beast.
You know who high school
his
tape?
High school
tape. You know who high school tape I put on, right? I put on Al Bundy's. Three touchdowns at Polk High. Listen, this is the disrespectful part. Now, could LeBron, if he dedicated himself, change his body, been a good player, right? But dominating, we don't know about that. We don't know if he had the heart or the chin to be able to take the concussions and the knockouts.
The guy was warned by the league to stop flopping.
Right. Yeah, and then remember, he's tight end, so he's at the end, right? So is he stopping Bud Dupree coming off the edge? Mm. Is he stopping me blitzing off the edge? Is he blocking the Marcus Wares or the Terrell Suggs is coming off the edge? I think about nah. Because guess what? The 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", defensive tackles couldn't do it. But LeBron at 250, you know, is going to do it. Like, man, come on, man. Like, listen, at some point it gets disrespectful because, listen, I was a professional. And what we're talking about, we're at the top of the pyramid. We ain't talking about him going to college and playing. We're talking about him playing against the best guys in the world. Like, he wouldn't even last. Like, imagine, like, Bob Sanders, Landry, him coming across and them chopping his whole thigh board off. Like, listen, you chop wood. Like, him coming across the middle, he can go up and, yeah, oh, he's going to catch an alley-oop. But guess what? He got to come down. And guess what's waiting?
You know,
that Shawn Michaels sweet chin music.
I want to get the callers involved in this. At 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we get into, obviously, all the other topics, The comments here are just they range.
They're asinine.
They absolutely they're asinine. 10, asinine 11. Like they just these comments. There's like either they're on your side saying there's no chance that a guy like somebody like that would be able to just step into the NBA. And there's other people like, oh, he'd be better than Jimmy Graham. Like it's, you know, there's wasn't he all state in high school? Like there's that stuff. Then they're like, you know, go back and look at his high school tapes. Like you get all that stuff. LeBron is bigger, stronger, faster, and quicker than you. Good luck tackling him.
Hold on. He's what? No, go back. Go back. Go back.
Like, I need to hear what everybody thinks.
Go back.
This is a conversation.
Go back and say that all over again. He's what and what and what?
JL. He doesn't have his full name. It's just JL.
Okay.
Said, except LeBron is bigger, stronger, faster, and quicker than you, Bart.
No. Stop each one. Bigger than
okay, bigger.
No, I played at like 245. LeBron is 250. Okay, so I think because I'm shorter than him, I think I'm a little bit more stout than LeBron James. Okay, next part of that statement.
Stronger.
Probably not. Like I just said, I hand clean 385, squat, ask Vladimir Dukas, you know, when we had the after leg day, after the workout, I did 365 for 50. That would be 50 straight. But go ahead. We can go ahead with that. That was after leg day.
Faster.
4.5, 140. I know they're saying LeBron ran a 4.3. Yeah, right, in high school. Who uncle was out there with a stopwatch? We're talking about electric time.
All right.
But go ahead. What else? He's quicker than me, right?
Quicker.
Okay, quicker than me. Okay, so when I ran my 3-box, which talks about quickness and change of direction, they made me do it 4 times. You wonder why they made me do it 4 times? And I hate this because I never try to be boastful on myself. Because I beat receivers times. So they was like, there's no way that this dude got receiver times at Southern Illinois. But if you guys ever want to check my references, we can call Phil Savage on any time. You know, he works for the Jets now, but he did work for the Ravens. He's the guy who discovered me, and Phil Savage, T.J. McCrae are the ones who worked me out, and then they sent Mike Smith, who at the time was somebody else, but now he became the defense coordinator, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, and they couldn't believe it either. You better check my damn resume. I'm the night-night king. Like, you, this would be different if Ray Lewis, Ray Lewis would have said it.
Yeah,
Guess what? There was that too.
Ray Lewis,
I'm the guy that Ray Lewis sent to do it, the hitman. He's like, Bart, go get him. I was a pit bull. What the hell are you talking about?
People have to know, and they don't know. And I tell people all the time,
who's Bart Scott?
Take your phone. Go to your phone in your messages where you can do those cute little GIFs, right, where you put them in your messages, something funny. Just type can't wait. You know, like when somebody sends you like, hey, see you tonight. And you're like, oh, can't wait. But instead of writing can't wait, let me send a little GIF. Type that in. You see that guy with the maniacal look in his face talking to the reporter in the Jet jersey? That's him. That's Bart, the mad backer.
See, but they
in case
say,
you're like, who's this guy? That's that guy.
But you
oh,
know
Bart,
what they're going to say, Allen?
Ask anybody.
You
he's that guy.
You know what they're going to say, Allen? They're going to say, oh, that was a quarterback and he wasn't looking. I don't want you to talk about that one. Go pick up Rex Ryan's book. When I told Mike Tomlin, put the fullback in, I'm going to knock his ass out. And I let his ass, and I let it, I said, Dan Crowder. Yeah, Dan Crowder. Turn to that chapter.
Rex's
turn to that
book.
Chapter. Play like you mean it. And yeah. then tell and talk about when I told Mike Tomlin, you put him in the game, I'm going to knock his ass out. And then when he came to the game, I knocked his ass out. And he got up too fast, went to the sideline, collapsed. And they went and they came out. And he was about 260 fullback with a neck roll. And I put him night-night because I felt like it.
All right. So we'll see if anybody else wants to jump into the cesspool that is comments about this take that
and Kendrick really, Perkins too. I love Kendrick Perkins. I love Kendrick Perkins.
It's all
good. I love Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, we
got to
get Perk back on. We were having fun. But we can talk to Perk about it when we get him on.
But Perk was talking about LeBron would have done. Like, listen. It's certain aspects like you protect him. He may have did some decent things. You can throw it up to him, something like that. But he got to get off the damn jam first.
You got to understand. In the NBA, you have to be very careful. It's like Tiger Woods. If you say anything against Tiger Woods, you don't get access to Tiger Woods. That's how it was in the golf media.
Okay, I didn't know.
Guys who cover golf know what I'm talking about. In the NBA, it's the same thing. Trust me. If you have anything bad to say about LeBron, you will never get access to LeBron. That is just fact. So you got to be real careful.
I'm a KD fan. Anyway.
We went through this year. Remember when his announcement when he went back to Cleveland? Sports Illustrated got that. Why? Because we're Richard Petty, the king of all petty. That's what I'm talking about. But let's get to the games, Bart.
Okay.
Straight Talk Wireless brought to you. It's time for Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. The Nets, did they send a message last night? 109-98 over the Lakers, and they were on fire and fuego in the first half, shooting threes. Joe Harris, by now, everybody on that team should know his name. Yes, I know.
Kyrie, he called him by his real name now?
Kyrie's got to know his name by now, right. Everybody's Joe. Joe everybody. That's what he is. But he had a terrific game, just lighting it up from downtown. He's shooting like 50% from three. That's insane. The Nets just completely rolled. Five in a row now. And they just look like a different team. They look like a team that's ready. Yes, no KD, no AD. So it wasn't full squad. And you know what? Kyrie Irving, after the game, talked it up, saying, okay, we weren't full squads tonight, but we look forward to seeing them again when they are. Take a listen.
We just wanted to come out and show why we've been able to go on this little streak of ours, and that's just committing to the other end of the floor defensive end and staying principally connected. Just being there for each other. That's it. Rebounding, boxing out, doing the little details that create separation. So we'll see them down the line again, and we look forward to it with a whole entire healthy Lakers team. That's what we really wanted. I know everybody wants that. And so I'm looking forward to the challenge and seeing them down the line.
I think we all are, right, Bart? But I'm telling you right now, I'm with Stephen A. The Nets are the team to beat for the championship. They are missing one element, and to me, I was talking to Windy this morning, Brian Windhorst this morning. We were texting each other about it, and we were just kicking it around, like where this team is right now and what we see. They are one gritty front court player. I don't think it's Drummond. It might be McGee, but I need somebody a little more. They need somebody to bring a little sandpaper to that team. A little grit and grind, and I don't know who it is, but P.J. Tucker is the first name that comes to mind.
I thought it was Free Farai, too. You know what I mean? I thought Fareed.
Kenneth Fareed. I need somebody that's going to be a bit of a tough guy, bouncer type personality. Yeah. I need a mad backer on that team.
You need a goon.
And DeAndre Jordan has some capabilities of being sort of like the tough guy, the big brother, the defensive. He's not what he used to be. They're trying to sell him as he is. He's really not. I need one more piece on that team that's going to kind of. You know, as they say, just bring the lumber, and that to me will be a team that's going to mow through the East, and then they'll play in the finals against either the Lakers or the Clippers, maybe the Jazz, and they will be an unstoppable force. You're just looking at them right now; they're a video game.
Can you see this, Allen?
I can.
Can you see that? What's that? That's James Harden going to the hole in LeBron. Floppy.
Taking a charge.
Floppy.
Mad. You're so mad right now. I tell you what, we do have calls on this. Do you want to just jump into? I mean, I'd love to talk about the Nets and where they are, but unfortunately,
when we talk Nets, it's like crickets.
The NBA must be like, this is a great team and nobody cares.
Yeah.
So instead, I got to let's
Omaha.
Let's begin. Yeah, let's begin
Omaha.
With Wiggy. First of all, anybody that calls in saying wig, I got to take it. Wig in Florida. Come on, Wig.
What's up, Wig?
Hey, what's happening, Bart, man? I got to say, I listen to y'all show every day, man. You keep it so real, I got to listen to it, man.
I appreciate it, Brody.
But listen, are you saying, I'm with you now, because well, I love that can't wait rant, and I saw you with your snot coming out your nose ready to knock some lumber in the dirt. But do you not think it could happen? Because you got people like Jimmy Graham that done came in the league, mm-hmm. and he could be like a situational tight end. But now, don't get me wrong, I feel you, because a lot of these basketball guys, even though they have that height at 6'9 and 275 the girth on paper, but they really do be light in the behind, because you touch them and the first thing they say, oh, this ain't football. So I feel you on what you're saying. You'll knock some lumber in the dirt, but you don't think it can happen? And y'all have a good day, man. I'm calling from Fort Myers.
Well, listen, this is the thing, right? Just like if I go on a basketball court, I may not even understand what LeBron's setting me up for, right? He's setting me up for a back pick, a down screen. I wouldn't even know it's coming, right? Because I'm just playing basketball. I don't know the nuance of it. LeBron James, like if he tried to block me, I would chop his forearm so hard that I would mess around and break it. He would be afraid to put his hands up. Right? Every time he put a karate chop it right there. And guess what? I took plastic, sit it in the hot water, melt it, mold it around my finger, and put it in my glove. So as soon as he put it up, I'm going to karate chop the hell out. So then he's going to say, Coach, I don't want to put my hands up.
That's
because
sinister.
Every time I put my hands up, he keeps chopping.
You're like the Hanson brothers from Slapshot, putting on the foil. Yeah, every game. Want some?
Damn right.
Like, that's you. You're a
right.
Hanson. Have you watched Slapshot yet? I gave you. That was required.
Oh,
viewer.
I gotta watch. I gotta watch tonight. I haven't seen.
You will be an honorary Hanson brother after that movie. You will love that movie, and you will love them.
How many times have you seen Jimmy Graham running a slant? He come over with them linebackers. He tried to stay out on them seams. You know what I'm saying? He want none of that smoke.
Like Jimmy Graham and all that stuff.
Throw me the oop. Yeah, throw you the oop. Yeah, you better stay out there with them little bitty dudes. You come here and be a grown man.
The Twitter comments are fantastic. I'm trying to encourage people. I did put it on my Twitter yesterday, so if you can go to the YouTube link, and then you can jump into those conversations, because everybody was coming after Bart, and we just can't let this happen. We need to get more views and more comments that are taking Bart's side of this thing, because it got – like the LeBron Hive just got real all buzzy. Like they were just like,
right. Remember that play like when James Harrison, like when he got fined the last time, where the guy was coming on the slant, James on the other side, and James like, I know this quarterback ain't about to throw this ball. And he threw it, and old boy, he went to sleep, and he like went sideways and was just knocked out. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I know all traps, right. Man. I know traps.
Let me take Henry in Queens. Henry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What up, what up?
I was calling because I know a little something about football. I don't think these guys know what the hell they're talking about. Bart would destroy. You would have to just do a procession for him right there and bury him. There's no way LeBron could step on the football field and step to Bart.
Like this, like to go into that, and that's the whole idea of that, and thank you, Henry. Like, I think that's kind of the point. When people are saying, well, you should have saw him in high school. Yeah, but this was 2011. This was eight years after high school. Maybe nine, because I don't think he played his senior year. So it might have been 9 years since he played the game. And you're asking him now to go from a high school level to the NFL and just play. And he's like, I would have made the team. I would have played.
Yeah, and, like, learn how to get out the jam. Learn how to get – like, he wouldn't even know how to get started.
And Bart, you said you just took offense to it because you said it's sort of demeaning what we do.
Exactly. We're the best. We're some of the best athletes in the world, too. People always talk about, oh, let's see the height, weight. Like I said, man, if we were to run a combine, my measurables would have been the same as LeBron James, if not better. The strength, the bench would have been better. The squat would have been better. The vertical is about the same. Like I said, I was a 41-inch vertical, 11-2 broad jump. Like these dudes be like 39 or something like that. Or 34, right? But they so tall that it don't matter. So it's not like they're more explosive than us. Like, stop it, man. Did you see LeRon Landry's workout? Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put the numbers up. They're just taller.
Yeah, well, I guess what you're trying to say is, if you're asked that question, your answer should have been more of, hey, what those guys do is unbelievable. I love playing football.
I thought about it. It would have been fun to try it out.
Yeah, it would have been fun to try. But I, you know, those guys are just those are tough guys. Instead of it being like, yeah, I would have done it. I could have done.
It's hazardous to your health, man. Let me tell you something.
What did you
LeBron?
Say? You were in the hurt. You guys are in the hurt. In the, business.
We're in the hurt business, man. The hurt business. Like night. Like we try. Like you can say, especially when we when I was playing, the rules got softer as I left. He would came in there. We were still in the night business. We were still in okay. We were still in okay. Like okay, what you talk about? Not Deflategate. What's the one with Brett Favre? Right when they was like, you know what, Brett Favre ain't gonna make it out of here. Right with Greg Williams, Bounty Gate.
Oh, Bounty, yeah, yeah. That was the Saints.
It would have been the brick break.
I'll tell you what, you got – and again, the comments, and by the way, at Barton Hunt on Twitter, you got one guy, GMB Jeff, who's saying LeBron would just simply moss Bart
moss
all day.
Guess what? What goes up got to come down. And when he come down, guess what's waiting for me? The crown of my helmet to his beard.
And then you have Woo Jeezy said, lifelong Jets fan here. Bart was an absolute beast. LeBron would be blowing snot bubbles after one hit from Bart. Keep him coming, guys. Keep him coming.
I would hit LeBron and ask him if he wanted pancakes. You want pancakes? I'm sorry I did that to you.
888-729-3776. Later in the show, I'll have Bob Aramis. We'll talk the fight game. I know Bart's speaking of
LeBron could be a great boxer, too, with his jab. His reach so long. Oh, my God. He can just get underneath. He'll be like Tyson Fury.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll continue, though, with that conversation about what you saw from the Nets last night, late last night, and the fact that they played late last night, the fact that most of the stars are in the West. Is it having an impact on the NBA and your viewership of it? And maybe you're, like, we come out of the NFL, and the NFL is such a different sport when it comes to loyalty and viewership and everything else compared to the NBA. It's like an adjustment, just like you adjust to baseball, a much slower sport, after going through the NBA, after going through NBA and Stanley Cup Finals, and it's so much action. So there's a lot of adjusting to be done. And we want to ask that question certainly as well. But anybody that wants to get involved in this mosh pit of the LeBron versus Bart conversation that now has suddenly become a thing.
Can I give our listeners just one assignment? I know we got to go. Right?
Quick assignment.
I want them to find Jacob Bell. I want you to find either his social media handle. See if you can find his phone number and ask him why did he cite me in his retirement speech. Oh, guess what? Because I put him in a closet for a month twice wearing sunglasses because he had light sensitivity because I put his ass to sleep twice. Offensive lineman. Go ask about him.
Go ask him. The NBA's on ESPN Radio. Tune in tomorrow night. Speaking of, LeBron and the Lakers host Jimmy Butler and the Heat, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most.
He could have been a good football.
ESPN radio stations. This is why I did this. I love poking the bear. Bart is awake and ready to go. Are you? Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
We'll continue with your calls. This has been a fun conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. At Bart and Han on Twitter is absolutely on fire with the responses to the Bart versus LeBron on the football field conversation. If you go to that YouTube link that I tweeted yesterday, you see there's so many comments from LeBron's army, and we just felt like Bart's people need to get his back. And we're seeing that now. And Bart, I got to ask you out of the gate. Does this bother you at all? Or do you enjoy this?
What, the fact that people...
Because I don't want to make this a thing and have you be like...
No, not at all. Listen, this is like me saying, oh, you know what? I'm bigger than Andre Ward. I know he was an undefeated Hall of Fame boxer and he's, you know, 36 years old. But I probably could have beat him if I'd have trained. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? I've been boxing for 7 years and going in and hitting the pads and hitting the heavy bag. I think I can beat him. Like, come on, man. You heard Will Smith. I think I can beat Mike Tyson. How did that work out?
Not good.
How did Martin against Tommy Hearns work out? Like, it's disrespectful
either.
To go to somebody's sport where they're one of the best in their sport. But, think you can just walk in as a cakewalk.
But it's like an example, though, of the difference between the NFL and the NBA. And now I'm not talking about the game anymore. I'm talking about the way fans respond.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Brady is a big name. How did Tebow work out, by the way?
Well, I played baseball in high school. All right.
But Tom Brady is somebody that is obviously considered the greatest of all time, and everybody just is in awe of Tom Brady, right? Biggest name in the sport, would you say, is Tom Brady, or maybe even Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes. But it's not like when the Chiefs come to town, that's when a team sells out, or that's when everybody's watching. Like, you know, my team's not good, but the Chiefs are, I got to get that game. Like, it's just different. The loyalty in fan bases in the NFL. And if you want to say, well, because they only play once a week, I don't know if I buy that. Because you got some bad teams in the NFL, and yet their fan bases are all about, I put on my colors, and I root for my team,
yeah,
and that's all I care about, and I get mad with my team. And then players come and go, but it's about my team. Yeah. It's brand loyalty. And that's been good for the NFL. In the NBA, it's become idolization. It's the stars brand. And you could be somebody that has been a fan of a player, and he's now hopped to different teams. So you just change the jersey and change your loyalty. Exactly. And it's easier to do it that way because the player's success is a lot easier to follow than a team that's going to go up and down. And I just wonder, like, is that good for the NBA? Like, for long term? It certainly has helped recently in the last 15 years or so because you've seen a lot of the star players moving around. You don't see teams stay together that long anymore. And so all you're seeing these days are pockets of fans who are fans of the player. And then they become the fan of whatever team that player's playing for.
Right.
Can the NBA ever go back? Can the NBA ever become a league where the fans are of their team? In the NBA, you have maybe three franchises. Now, I'm going to upset people, but real is real. Three franchises where you have fans.
Can I guess them?
Of that franchise, and everywhere they go, whatever city you're in, you're going to, like, when the Knicks played in Orlando, and yes, the Knicks are one of those franchises.
Yes.
The Knicks were in Orlando. They allowed 4,000 people in the building. 4,000 Knicks fans were in the building in Orlando because, A, it's Florida, a lot of New Yorkers, and B, that's just the Knicks. Wherever, and I traveled with them for a decade. Wherever they go, there's Knicks fans everywhere. And they're not good. But they're the Knicks, the Lakers, obviously, the Celtics, obviously.
Yep.
That's it. And you could say, well, there's Sixers fans here. Yeah, there's always going to be one or two. I'm talking about where you're in the lobby and it's packed, where you pull up into the arena, it's packed. Like, it's much different. In the NFL, that exists for many franchises.
Yeah. Look at the Bills
the Mafia. NBA.
How bad? How long have the Buffalo Bills been horrible?
The Lions always sell out.
And they haven't won since I was a baby.
Yeah. You just don't have the team brand loyalty in the NBA like you do in the NFL. And in the ratings, always reflect. And that's why, you know, that's why we get an overdose of the Warriors on ESPN and TNT. I'm tired of watching the damn Warriors, man. Yep. I get it. I've seen them already. I've seen them a million times. I'm tired of watching Luka. I'm tired of it. I don't want to get tired of watching Luka, but he's always on. Can someone else play? You know, the Pelicans. I don't want to watch the Pelicans.
No Phoenix Suns everywhere.
Zion is just making layups left and right, and it's like, all right already. I get it. Like, it's just too much. That's how I feel. I feel like we get overkill on national TV, and you can't tell me that, well, that's who the fans want to see. Do they want to see him over and over and over again? LeBron, I get. I get LeBron.
Right. Because he's Michael Jordan. He's like the draw.
He's
or
the
like
biggest
Magic,
draw.
Right? You know, no matter what, casual fans want to watch him play.
When was the last time Kawhi Leonard played? I don't remember Kawhi Leonard now. Like, does he even play? He and Paul George have missed 40% of the Clippers games. The two of them have only been on the floor 60% of the time this season at the same time. Like, it's just like that's the problem with the NBA. Like, last night, no KD, no AD. So a game that should have been an epic matchup. Schroeder. It should have been something that, like, I can't wait for this game. It had no sizzle. LeBron kind of went through the motions. They were out of it. Like, early on, you could just see it. The Nets weren't going to miss a damn thing. And their offense is video game level. And the Lakers, you know, had the excuses of, we're missing two starters. And then you could just see. That was a white flag quick. Oh, we'll make it competitive. But we're not going to win this game. And then afterwards, all the excuses of, well, you know, we weren't full strength. It just takes the sizzle out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I feel like the NBA is in a weird place right now because you got franchises that, and that's probably why they, oh, yes, they make sure you get Zion over here. You get, we don't want to lose the Pelicans because AD left there. We got to save that franchise. We don't lose that franchise. That market is a tiny, tiny market. The tiniest, tiniest TV market in the country. Let's make sure we put a guy who we think could be the next LeBron when it comes to attention and put him there. Ja Morant in Memphis. We're going to put him there. I don't know. David Stern, God rest his soul, is probably like saying, I don't know if I would have done that.
Just ask Patrick.
Look at Shaq. Shaq went to Orlando. And the Magic became something, right? And then what did he do? I'm out of here. Like, I'm going to L.A.
Out of time.
Alex Caruso, everybody. Alex Caruso is in L.A. with the Lakers. He's got a sneaker deal. He's got a sneaker deal. Would he have a sneaker deal if he played in Memphis? Let's be honest. But he's got a sneaker deal because he plays for the Lakers. I'm just saying. I feel like there's not enough team brand loyalty. And the NFL, you have that. And so the league needs to get better in the big markets. Now, both L.A. teams are good. And one New York team is epic. And that, of course, being Brooklyn. But Brooklyn, I could talk about on this show for 2 hours straight, and it's crickets. Sorry, everybody. That's reality. No one seems to be reacting to this team. And this team is video game good. But the Knicks get to one game under 500, and the phones are ringing off the hook. Twitter's exploding. People are making banners. They're going nuts. That's reality. And the NBA needs to come to grips with that.
Yeah. That's because the Knicks have roots. Brooklyn doesn't have roots. They were in New York. I mean, they were in New Jersey. And now, so they don't have that fan base, that loyal fan base. They're trying to learn how to become fans of the Nets. They love the players, but they haven't been out and used accustomed to really associating them with basketball for only a couple of years now. Remember, they were a laughing stock. So you don't have those fans that come in. You know, I would imagine people coming in and moving to New York, moving to Brooklyn, they're so accustomed to seeing the brand of the Knicks, they automatically become Knicks fans, even though they're bad.
Isn't that the weirdest part, though? That's the weirdest part, is how long they've held the fan base, how long they have. There's something about that that if you're running a business, it's undeniable. That's got to be the strongest brand in sports, because how could you, and put the Chicago Cubs there too if you'd like, but how could you lose that much for so long and people still fill the building and need, they consume the content. Like, they need it. Like, they're Pookie. It'd be calling me. Guys, they were a game under 500, and you couldn't believe the amount of energy behind this team. Think about that for a minute. You could get mad at me and tell me I have a big market bias. You might be right, but the NBA needs to start thinking that way, too. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Speaking of LeBron, by the way, baseball thinks they might have theirs, and he just got paid. We'll discuss. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, Alan Han, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Han Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Speaking of Goodyear, we're also brought to you by Goodyear this segment, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. The NBA is on ESPN Radio. Tune in Sunday. Zion and the Pelicans host Jaylen Brown and the Celtics, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Pitchers and catchers, Bart, have all showed up this week, and Monday, 21 teams will begin their workouts as spring training now is upon us. And earlier this week, huge news in baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr., who is really becoming, at least what MLB hopes, the face of baseball, the right, young star, great talent, great personality. Sources told Jeff Passan that he has agreed to a 14-year, $340 million contract extension with the San Diego Padres. So it's the third biggest deal in baseball history. And he essentially will be under contract until he's like 35, 36 years old.
That's very smart by the Padres, because what I would ask is, what's the annual value of that contract? When you think about, you know, he's the willing participant that Michael Trout won't be, being willing to be the face, be vocal. Seems like Mike Trout only cares nothing about anything but baseball, which is great because when you think about the singular focus of being great, the less distractions you have, the better you can be at your sport. And Trout has been the best player that nobody knows about. Like, he's the most dominant player
amazing,
in his sport that nobody even talks about.
He could walk down any street in any city.
Wouldn't even know what he looks like.
And no one would know who he is. It's just unbelievable. Tatis has obviously a look to him as well, but he's got just an engaging personality, charismatic. Yeah, and it really is something. It's not even the richest in the sport,
right?
If you think about it. But he's a talent. But can baseball turn him into their
King
LeBron?
Griffin. To me, he's King Griffey, right? Let the boys play, right? He's everything anti-establishment, right? You talk about his bat flips. You talk about people, you know, being upset because his flair for the game, and he just continues to do what he wants to do, and he's unapologetic. That's what you like about it, and you need that for baseball. You need somebody that's willing to be the bad guy. Like, some people are going to love him, his flair, and you know that little kids are going to mimic what he's doing, right?
Are you watching the Padres because of him?
Yes.
Would you like, when you know the Padres are on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball,
yes.
You like, I'm in.
Yes, and because Manny Machado as well. Snell's out there. Like, this team is going to be exciting, and they're going to be a team that was, you know, in the basement that you're going to look up and say, man, this team is exciting. They play with flair, and they got a lot of young guys that believe in playing baseball the new way, not the old way.
What can Brown do for you? That is the Padres' uniform colors. It does have Brown, and we'll have to get used to seeing a lot of it, but he is absolutely a talent and worth every penny, at least we'll find out over the next 14 years. Coming up, the BS Translator. It's Friday. What they said, what they really meant. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.